Hello?
Yeah, is this Paul?
Yeah.
This is Randy calling.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Fan of yours for years.
Well, thank you.
Well, let me give you my content and see what you think here.
All right.
I'm trying to package two unique shows using your band and Walla Voodoo as the out-of-town interest and package you with safe bands from San Francisco here that have good draw power.
Uh-huh.
And the first night I came up with Tuxedo Moon and No Alternative as the two bands for you guys to perform with.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about this.
Oh, okay. Which Tuxedo Moon you don't like?
No, no. It's going to be the Mentors.
But the Mentors,
you
have
see,
your draw.
You see, the Mentors and the Wall of Voodoo and Black Randy is just something that you have to take, like when you go to the porno store and they've blister-packed three of the magazines together,
uh-huh.
And you can see one is little girls on the front, one in the back is dogs, but the one you get in the middle, you're never quite sure. It could be just, you know, people crapping on each other, or it could be a nudist book. You
uh-huh.
never know. But this is the package, and we really feel that you will appreciate it once you see it, that this is the only way these bands could be introduced to San Francisco.
Well, okay, that I can appreciate, but if no one knows who the Mentors are, they're not adding any...
Well, all the people know who we are, and they're interested in seeing us, because we just came out with our LP, and because we've never, ever played up there. And we've done all these records and so on. I mean, we're a popular band here.
That's true, but I always have to have one of my normal headliners there, or it's, you know...
Well, you can have one of them then, you know. What was the other one you mentioned?
Well, Tuxedo Moon is a normal...
But there was
headliner.
Another one that you mentioned.
Oh, No Alternative.
Well, why not have No Alternative? I like them.
Well,
I like them fine.
Tuxedo Moon is like a good 300-400 people usually come for any of their shows. You know, just, you know, I can
yeah.
even just have minor bands.
John Ingham said, Randy.
I mean, I want to... I'm trying to, you know...
John Ingham said.
I mean, we could have the Mentors, too.
Yeah, we've got to have the Mentors.
Okay, then we...
Yeah, and besides... And this thing about the Go-Go's, I don't know if they're interested.
Well, I'm trying to find out. They called...
They're very, like, anti-gay.
The Go-Go's are.
Yeah,
oh,
and I think that John Ingham got an impression from you. I, you know, I don't want to assume anything.
Well, I don't know if... The idea of...
But they said they just, you know, didn't want to get into that kind of thing, you know.
What, the Go-Go's didn't want it to perform?
Yeah, you know, at any kind of gay show.
Well, it's not really a gay show with the Mutants there. It's a good...
Oh, the Mutants are going to be there? I guess it's not really then. It's not a gay show then.
I mean, we're not trying to draw... what I'm trying to do is package a show that will work.
Yeah, just John Ingham said that he thought you were gay.
Well, I don't know if sex really has anything to do with trying to package an extremely good show.
Oh, okay.
You know, as far as, you know, I mean, the Mutants, you know, Black Randy Mutants, Go-Go's, and Walla Voodoo has the whole time.
That does sound pretty good, actually. Hey, David, listen to this. Black Randy, Mutants, Walla Voodoo, and Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's do well up here. They're very popular.
John Ingham called him a faggot? I can't believe it.
Everybody in my band, like, we're not real crazy about the Go-Go's.
Ah, okay. Well, this I didn't know.
We consider the Go-Go's, us and Wall of Voodoo, are like the enemies of this Halloween punk shit with the strange hair color and all that stuff.
Okay.
And for us to play with the Go-Go's would be like, the brothers in the jungle to start to wear alligator shoes. It just would be incongruous.
I say, well, then maybe I should take that in consideration. The first point, Randy, believe me,
uh-huh.
is simply an exciting show.
I think it's going to be a good show. I'm sure we can figure it out.
And drawing, you know, draw power. The Go-Go's have done well when they've come and played before. I always have requests for them, and it's convenient since they're coming down from Santa Cruz.
Well, okay. Okay, okay.
You know,
okay.
I want you to, you know...
Okay, if we can have the Mentors the first night.
Well, I could be willing to work the Mentors in, but I have to keep Tuxedo Moon because...
Well, all right.
You know, I want you to have people there. I mean, you're
okay.
going to draw people yourself, but, I have to make each one an event, you know, to
okay.
make sure we wipe everything else out that's in town.
I need to, you know, write all this down and tell everybody in the band.
Sure, okay.
Because, you know, we have like a, according to the Quran, you know, we have like a meeting of the elders about this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then before I make any commitments, because I can't just simply speak off the cuff. Okay, but this is the 25th and 26th?
Correct.
Okay, and
where are you on the scale from 1 to 10 of actually doing it?
Because I would put myself at an 8 if you're concerned.
Well,
I am planning on doing it. I just want to go over the details with them and see how they feel.
Okay, good. That's cool.
Okay.
Because my deadlines for advertising are coming up, and
it's so important that we do right by Il Duce, the singer from the Mentors.
This is a band that you like to perform with, I think.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Where are
they from? They're from Seattle. They're just so abominable. You know.
Uh-huh.
You'll need extra security.
Okay.
I mean, they're just. They're like fiends or something. They perform in big black hoods,
right.
And they're all overweight farm boys.
Oh, you're kidding.
And their songs are all cuss words.
Uh-huh.
And we have to have them play, not Rudy Pooch shit like, what's that one you mentioned, not No Alternative, Tuxedo Moon.
Right.
Jesus Christ. That. Oh, well, that's, we got that established. Okay.
I've just been going musically, Mr. Randy, here.
Okay, I'm doing my best for you.
Okay,
let me talk to the band and then we'll call you back. When should we call you back?
Well, actually, we should know, you know, by tomorrow night if you want to do it.
By tomorrow night?
We've been planning this for over a month, at least with David Brown and all, that you'd actually come up the 25th and 26th.
Okay, but you're definitely including the Mentors the first night.
Yeah, I have to bump No Alternative, but I'll
okay,
do
fine.
That.
Bump No Alternative.
But yeah.
That's fair.
But you can see logically why I suggest that we keep Tuxedo Moon, because we're a hometown band that, that their draw is just...
Well, Tuxedo Moon, I mean, you know, I used to like to collect Art Deco, so I'm sure I'll enjoy their set.
Okay. Well, you don't have to see it if you don't want it.
No, I won't. Oh, dear. Okay. So very well, we're confirmed.
Okay. Well,
no, we'll do it.
You'll do it. Oh, very good. Okay.
As we've described it.
Okay, the Mentors. How is that spelled so I can get it correct?
Mentors.
Mentors from Seattle.
No, from LA.
Oh, from LA.
They're from LA.
All right.
And let's see. So the second night it's
well,
okay,
we're
really going to play with the Pinkheads, huh?
Oh, is that the Go-Go's? Well, that isn't 100% confirmed.
I
left a message there. When I first thought of it, I said, great, it's the greatest New York cabaret show we ever.
That would be a real good bill.
It
would be a strong bill. I mean, Lord knows, I wouldn't want to stand in the way of anything that exciting happening.
And just leaking the word out, the reaction just to people I know, they all go, oh, my God.
Well, we're looking forward to playing up there.
Okay, well, I'll call back and let you know if the Go-Go's are I or nay.
Okay, call us back.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll be talking with the band, too.
Okie dokie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, bye.